Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Now that Governor Snyder has laid out his vision for improving the health of Michiganians in a press conference yesterday, the question is, what's next? How can health issues like obesity, especially among children, be effectively confronted? To discuss this issue, I'm joined by Catherine Knoll. She's the head of the Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan Coalition. Thank you for joining me, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
We hear the word epidemic used when topics like obesity and particularly childhood obesity are discussed. Just how big, no pun intended, has the problem become here in Michigan?
Well, certainly it is a big issue for Michigan and one that has grown exponentially over the years. In fact, we are looking at a generation of kids who may be the first generation of kids to not live as long as their parents do. They are facing things that we would typically see in adults, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, blood pressure, and many other things that they're facing as risk factors. So it is an issue for Michigan and one that we certainly need to address.
The governor says we need to improve our diets and exercise. Is that really all it's going to take to turn this obesity trend around among children?
Well, you know, it certainly isn't a simple fix. It took us a long time to get ourselves into a situation where we needed to deal with this epidemic, and so it's going to take some time to turn the tide on it as well. But it really is about balancing an individual's calorie in, calorie out equation. We want to make sure that we are expending as much energy as we're taking in. Although it sounds simplistic when we put it in that way, it certainly, as we all know, is something that people really struggle with.
Adults seem to put on weight inevitably. It's almost part of the aging process. But it is startling when children are able to pack on pounds. Are children today really eating that much more and exercising that much less than they were 20, 30 years ago?
Well, it would appear that that really is the case. And I think in a lot of ways we have worked the exercise out of our society, and that's unfortunate. We don't see kids getting out and playing as much and exercising as much. We do see more screen time, but it's not something that we can't start to address. And one of the ways in which Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan believes that we need to do that is by changing the environments to encourage healthy habits, to encourage that exercise and encourage healthy eating.
It seems that parents care about their children more than anything else. So why are so many allowing their kids to eat in ways that result in them being obese?
Well, you know, we have a lot of education to do. I think that weight is something that, you know, we certainly can't blame parents for. We certainly can't blame the children for. I think it is something where, you know, everybody struggles with it because of the way that some of the things have become so ingrained in our society. We are a fast-paced society. I think we all know that. And so we do grab what's quick and easy, and it's hard sometimes as a parent to figure out, well, how can I make a healthy meal in 15 minutes or 20 minutes as quickly as I could, you know, go out and grab something for my family that might not be as healthy of an option. And really what Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan is focused on is ensuring that we are starting that education in our schools at a young age so that we can start to really have kids have an understanding of what they need to be doing to be healthy and active for a lifetime. And, you know, we all struggle with it as adults, and so our kids do as well.
I'm talking to Catherine Knoll. She's the head of the Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan Coalition. Once a child is exposed to fast food and is raised on this kind of a diet, isn't there a somewhat addictive quality to eating this way? And how exactly is a kid supposed to embrace a healthy and somewhat less tasty diet after that?
Well, you know, from Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan's perspective, you know, it's not one food that has created the obesity epidemic, just as it's not, you know, one form of exercise that would get rid of it. It's really about encouraging a whole host of healthy foods. And again, I think it's about creating a demand with our kids where they understand how nutrition can help them. You know, when we talk to young children, one of the things that we see that really resonates with them as a message is how food can make them strong. And especially for our boys, they think about, okay, this could really help me build muscle and grow to be strong. And so it's really about creating that kind of a positive environment where they desire foods that are healthy, and then really making sure that those foods are available. Through Healthy Kids Healthy Michigan, we say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 4 servings of water, 3 servings of dairy, less than 2 hours of screen time, and 1 hour of physical activity. And by the time you're done with all of that, you're filled up with those healthy foods and not perhaps wanting those unhealthy foods as much.
How often should a child, let's say under 12 years old, be eating a meal at McDonald's? Would once a week be too much?
You know, again, it really depends on the individual child, and it really depends on what they're ordering there. There are healthy options in some of our fast food restaurants, and we just really encourage the kids to lean towards those healthy options. We always say everything in moderation. Again, it's not about taking out one food, but adding in healthy food.
I see. So let's say your child loves eating pizza and mac and cheese and really nothing else. How would you go about transitioning them into a healthier diet? Is it just a matter of, here's some vegetables, you need to eat these?
Well, you know, I think kids really appreciate when they are part of the process, part of the cooking process, when they are part of growing their own food, if there is that opportunity. There are some fun fruits and vegetables out there, and there's a way to incorporate those into dishes that we think of traditionally. You know, mac and cheese is a good example. I know many parents who tuck a little broccoli in. And after a while, when kids find that those items are available, you know, when a child comes home and sees that fruits and vegetables are available, we have many sweet fruits and very good tasting vegetables, and kids do start to tend to lean that direction. But again, it has to be ready and available when they're looking for it.
Now, you say we shouldn't blame parents, but aren't they the gatekeeper when it comes to what goes in the child's mouth and the type of diet they actually have?
Well, I think it's something that the obesity epidemic has happened over generations, and I think it is something that, you know, we can't blame parents for, because we can't turn it around overnight. Certain things have become ingrained in our society, and I think it's about education and about, you know, starting again to set up these environments where when we tell parents it's important for your kids to have fruits and vegetables, they can find them in their convenience stores, they can find them in their grocery stores easily, and they are readily available even in our food desert areas, which is something that we need to address. We also want to create that demand through our schools, that kids, through healthy lunches and other things that the governor talked about in his message, nutrition standards, knowing what's being served on school campuses, once they start to see that healthy stuff at school, they'll start to ask for it at home, and I think parents will respond to that.
Now, the obesity epidemic, then, we've certainly seen it growing. Is there any indication that it's slowing down or maybe reversing? I mean, these initiatives are certainly a great idea, but is there any kind of sign that we're about to turn things around here?
You know, I don't think there is a sign that we're about to turn things around, and especially in Michigan, where we are one of the highest states in the nation as far as our obesity rates. What we do see is there are more people going from the overweight category to the obese category, so certainly there are some alarming trends related to this. It's going to take some tough work to turn this around, and we want to create communities where the healthy choice is the easy choice, so that we are allowing people to, when they're faced with a decision that they're making about their health, they can make a quick, healthy decision and do that in a way that supports a healthy weight.
Catherine Knoll, who heads the Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan Coalition, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be